On Sunday, the tallest building in the Lehigh Valley is coming down. Martin Tower, the former corporate headquarters of Bethlehem Steel, is being imploded to make way for new development. And as Keystone Crossroads' Jen Kinney learned, Bethlehem residents have complicated feelings about losing the symbol of their industrial past.
If it weren't for Bethlehem Steel, Frank Baum's ancestors may never have come to America. In 1885, his great-grandfather was living in Austria-Hungary, and he responded to an ad.
He saw a message on the wall that says, "Come to America. Passage paid. A chance to own property and vote. Guaranteed job at Bethlehem Steel."
The next three generations of Baum's family worked at the steel plant, including Frank, who started in 1969 and worked his way up to motor inspector. That's how it was in Bethlehem. The company was the town. It was almost part of the family. But from the start, Baum could see the writing on the wall.
"Because they did things, quote, the Bethlehem way. Well, we saw where the Bethlehem way led them."
By the 1970s, the steel industry across the country was struggling with new foreign competition. But Bethlehem was falling behind faster, taking too long to modernize and not investing enough in the worker pension plan. And all the while, the company's top leaders were some of the highest-paid corporate executives in the country. When Bethlehem Steel opened a new headquarters in 1972, a building called Martin Tower, it was also cushy. Mahogany-lined, gilded lobby. The whole building was in the shape of a plus sign, so there would be more corner offices. But within 15 years, it was almost empty. There had been huge layoffs of both white and blue-collar workers. When Bethlehem Steel finally went bankrupt, Martin Tower became vacant, but it still stood, the tallest building in the entire Lehigh Valley.
I remember early on when that all closed down, it seemed like there was almost attention and focus on that tower of, you know, somewhere within that building, in an office, is where everything went wrong.
Cassie Hilgert is the director of Arts Quest, a nonprofit that sits on the site of the former Bethlehem Steel plant.
"This, to me, is where the real work happened."
They host concerts, workshops, and classes in the shadow of the old blast furnaces, which tower 200 feet in the air. Hilgert says this was the real heart of Bethlehem Steel, not Martin Tower.
"I think what is important is that we've maintained the actual part of the company which turned out the steel for World War II, for the Golden Gate Bridge, for much of the skyline in New York City, so that remains."
But soon, Martin Tower will be gone. After over a decade of vacancy, it will be imploded on Sunday morning to make way for a new development. Baum says, good riddance.
"Well, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I'm just trying to figure out the best place to watch it."
But around Bethlehem, there's a range of opinions.
"I'm upset about it. I wish it wasn't going to happen because it's such a landmark of Bethlehem."
"If there's nothing going on there, I don't mind."
"Martin Tower was kind of like, I think, a painful reminder of how this town kind of went from boom to bust.
I just want to see it go down. I think it'd be cool."
Bars and restaurants around Bethlehem are hosting viewing parties for the implosion, which is scheduled for 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. The demolition is only expected to last about 17 seconds, but the city will be closing streets around Martin Tower for a few hours to let the dust settle. After the cleanup, which will go on for months, developers have proposed turning the site into a mixed-use development with apartments, retail, office buildings, a hotel, and gas station. Alicia Carner is the city's director of community and economic development.
"Certainly there's a level of sadness of not being able to claim the tallest building in the Lehigh Valley anymore, but I would trade that for life on the site. We've had a dormant 53 acres for a very long period of time."
As the tallest building, Martin Tower is also a wayfinder for a lot of people. It tells you where you are. To lose it, say residents, will literally be disorienting. A few days before the implosion, a steady stream of onlookers made their way for one last glimpse. Jack Mattias, a lifelong resident of Bethlehem and a former steelworker, was taking photos.
"I never thought I'd see the day. I'm sad. Apartments are never going to replace Martin Towers."
He's already thinking of Monday morning, after the implosion.
"I'll drive by, for sure, and there'll be nothing but air."
For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Jen Kinney.